Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to have some fun. We have Dr. Ginger on the show, and she's going to discuss her fat funeral detox program. Dr. Ginger is an authority on workplace wellness, is bucking the old system of disease management, and is blazing a new trail with her disease reversal approach. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Ginger. Dr. Ginger, it's been so long.
I know. I missed you all. It's so great to be back. I've been really, really busy putting together my program and finishing up my book and working on lots of other projects, but I'm so excited to be here today to tell you about the fat funeral detox.
So let's dive right in. What is that?
Well, you know, it kind of started, I wanted to make something a little more user-friendly and automated for people because I can't be everywhere at once. And so it's a massive educational component is part of the program where I teach kind of all the things I've learned over the past, you know, almost 20 years of nutritional education, and it's all in video format so people can go back and look at it. But at the same time, everyone always asks me, well, you know, about recipes and about, you know, kitchen appliances, like, you know, everything from a juicer to a dehydrator to the spiralizer to make, you know, the raw spaghetti. So I put nutritional and educational information about all of those things, as well as a lot of various supplements that I utilize, it's been a really, really interesting journey and a great program. We have people that started at, you know, everywhere from 550 pounds, and they've lost 190 pounds. I mean, they've basically lost a person, to moms who want to lose, you know, 20 or 30 pounds, either after they've just had a baby or because they have so many children they haven't really focused on themselves, to people who are athletic and want to, you know, get a six-pack and get ripped. So it's been a really interesting journey because all of this education, it's kind of like one-stop shopping. It really applies to everyone. If everyone starts incorporating it bit by bit, and I do my baby steps, everyone, every body shape, every body circumstance can find some results.
So tell me exactly how it works. So if somebody's interested in saying, whoa, I need to, you know, have a funeral for my fat and I want to detox today, where do they go and what do they do?
Yeah, it's kind of like last rites for your fat once and for all. If you go to fatfuneraldetox.com, so it's fatfuneraldetox.com, you put your name in there and an email, and then you'll receive an email with information on how to get started on the program.
So what inspired you to do this? Go ahead. You know, what inspired you to do this? Like, I mean, I guess in terms of, you know, for those of us who are looking to lose weight, because I know sometimes for many of us, especially after those of us who've had children, losing those last 10 to 15 tend to be a little bit difficult. What inspired you to start such a program?
Well, you know, I work with people on a one-on-one basis, and when I go and speak at seminars, I just have so many people kind of asking me the same questions that I decided I needed to put it down somewhere, you know, make it available for people to learn this education because I can't be everywhere at once. And there's lots of other, you know, natural health physicians and health coaches that are doing a lot of this. But for me, I wanted to be able to provide this specific nutrition information to people that I can't reach on an everyday basis. And so they actually, once you sign up, you get what we call a dashboard. And it's really quite technologically advanced. I'm really blown away with the guys that put this together. But they have this kind of like a dashboard back office where every day they can go in and check in and log in their weight. And there's a graph that kind of charts their progress. My Twitch feed is fed into that. I do daily tips, and they can interact with me as well. And so it becomes a way that I can reach people that I normally wouldn't be able to reach all over the world, really, to communicate and help them with their progress.
You know, I love that you said that because we're just about to launch a program, our challenges program. And I hear what you're saying because we really can't be everywhere at once, right? And people will always say, oh, come to my house, help me. Can you just come to my house and tell me what to do? So I hear what you're saying. And I agree because, you know, making programs like this available to people in a way that's simple and fun, I think is so key and so great for people. So,
Yeah, you know my worst, better, best, kind of how I teach. That's all incorporated through it as well, so people can baby set themselves, you know, at a pace that they're comfortable with. And I have two kind of options. I give food lists as well. And so, and just so you know, it's not like a totally all raw foods kind of thing. Of course, I encourage people to utilize and consume more raw foods, but wherever they are in their food spectrum, they can stay or they can migrate at their own pace. And that has proven to be actually be very successful. And in our clinical trial, women lost an average of 0.5 pound per day and men lost an average of 0.75 pound per day. So this kind of process, it has proven to be very successful.
That's great. And that was going to be my next question. Is it, you know, basically following a raw food diet, but you just answered that it isn't. So they can just follow what they're doing, take their own routine, and then apply it to what you've created for them in this on this website.
Exactly. And you know, what I've learned through my teaching throughout the years is the education is what's so important, because as people learn, and I know you know this because you educate people every week on this show, but as people learn, they want to do more. But you have to sort of, you can't push it on them. You just have to let them learn and understand and work with things that resonate with them. And when they're ready to start doing things, they will. And when they're ready to stop doing things, they will. I have some people that I've worked with that used to drink 2 to 3 pots of coffee a day. And I never told them that they had to stop. But what happened was, as they got healthier and started to learn more, they don't do that anymore. And so it's interesting how your taste buds evolve as well. You know, after going through the program and starting to change your diet, if you try to go back and eat some, you know, unhealthy food that you used to love, you might very well find that those taste buds are not cooperating with you and you don't like it anymore. So it's really neat to see the transformation.
No, I love that you're doing this, and congratulations for starting it. So is it up now? People can go to your website and they can start this program today?
FatFuneralDetox.com. Just sign up. You'll get an email on how to get started. Absolutely. And my book, I told you about my book that's coming out in the spring, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse. So I just got the final design in, and I went through that and sent it off to the publisher. So that will be coming out in the spring. I'm really excited about that, because the whole premise of that is to teach people about not drinking fruit juice. And so all the recipes are vegetable juices, but they're flavored with things like ginger root, turmeric, and all of these other kind of flavors besides fruit flavor.
So tell me a little bit about why they shouldn't drink fruit juices.
Well, you know, we're all, as a society as a whole, have so many blood sugar issues. And when people transition to healthy foods, their natural inclination, because of kind of what they're hooked on with the bad food, is to go for kind of the fatty comfort foods as well as the high sugar foods. And those foods in their healthier versions are great. But if they make that the bulk of what they're eating, they're really not physiologically getting their system back in balance. And so I encourage people to understand they need to eat more greens and vegetables and sprouts. That should be kind of like, if you want to look at it as like a food pyramid, that should be like the bottom of what you eat the most. And then the fruits and the nuts and seeds and avocados and the fatty foods, which are the things that most people turn to first, should be in lesser proportions while you're getting your body kind of back in balance. And once the body's in balance, it can handle a lot of the higher sugars. But for most people who have blood sugar issues, diabetic, you know, syndrome X, all of those things that are related to blood sugar, the healthier versions are great, but they're not really fixing the problem. And so to fix the problem, you remove yourself from those or eat them minimally, or at the very least, eat your fruit, juice your veggies, which is something that I always tell people.
Which is very good advice. So we only have a few seconds left. I mean, is there anything else you want to share with our readers? You have about 10 seconds before we have to go.
Well, I just, you know, check out the FatFuneralDetox.com, and I'll be tweeting and doing all sorts of things about my book when that comes out in the spring, and I can't wait to come back at that time and tell you more about it, and maybe I'll do some more Fat Funeral Detox in the coming months. We can talk about some of our success stories.
That sounds great, Dr. Ginger. You can also follow Dr. Ginger at TheDrGinger on Twitter, and as always, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Andrea. I miss you guys.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who isn't here today. She is off, but this is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.